So tonight I have with me the lovely Jamie Pratt. If you haven't met Jamie before, she is the creator of the Girl Gone Wild documentary series. You can watch some of her amazing videos online if you ever want to know what to do if you run into a coyote. And I asked Jamie here because she intimately knows a lot about the biology and ecology of places around Canada, and I wanted to share one of the most magical things about biology on Earth, which is the magic of 4 degrees Celsius. So last year, my mom and I were driving in her new Volkswagen car. It was a Tiguan, and she was really excited to have her new car to show me off. And we were in Calgary. It was about January. We're driving along the freeway, and then all of a sudden, this light starts blinking on the dashboard. Ding, ding, ding. And she's like, oh, damn it, there it goes again. It's like, what? What's the problem? She said, well, it's telling me it's 4 degrees outside. Why do I care? Why is that relevant information? So she yelled at her dashboard for a little while, and this was like our mystery for a couple months. Why does 4 degrees matter? And we looked it up for the Tiguan, and it turned out that it just means black ice. But it also means that you're at the temperature when water does something that almost no other chemical on Earth can do. And that is that most things become bigger when they're hotter and smaller when they're colder. But every day when you make your oatmeal in the morning and you turn on your kettle and you get some steam rising out, you see the water's getting bigger. But then you walk past the river and the coldest water in the river is the stuff on top. It's not falling to the bottom like it should. So you could see this in your fridge when you put a pop can in your freezer. It explodes. You can see it every day in the lakes and rivers around us too. And Jamie, why is it that water can do this crazy, crazy thing?
Well, Chris, it's because water is actually a polar molecule. And so it's got a positive side and a negative side. But the negative side is a little bit more strongly negative than the positive side. And so what that means is that water can do things like hydrogen bonding, which is what allows it to have surface tension and stuff like that. But it also means that water is attracted to each other, but also repelled from each other because it's got this strongly negative side. And so it's kind of like my relationship with Chris, because we are obviously really attracted to each other because he's sexy and I'm sexy. But I also know that together we would be just this massive power couple, and with great power comes great responsibility. And since I spilled an entire bottle of cranberry juice in my purse and drove over my retainer recently, I am not ready for that kind of responsibility. So we have to find a kind of relationship that allows us to be close enough to satisfy how attractive we are, but far enough away that we don't go overboard, which is basically what water has to do. And so water gets colder, 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 denser, 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 denser. And then it gets to 4 degrees Celsius, and it's actually as close together as it can possibly get. And then it starts to become more stationary. It wants to become a solid. And the hydrogen bonds have to, you know, have a little conversation. It's like, okay, we have to be close, but far away. And so the water begins to rise, and the ice is actually less dense as those hydrogen bonds become more rigid.
And this is actually surprisingly important for life on Earth.
Absolutely. It's basically why life can exist on Earth. So if water was like every other liquid and it got dense and froze from the bottom up, our lakes would freeze from the bottom up. And it starts at the bottom, but then the top would be constantly exposed to the weather. So the entire lake would freeze and nothing would survive the winter. Ice, because it's less dense, is actually an insulator. So when it freezes at the top, all that super cold water, it's actually also keeping the water that's still liquid underneath a more stable temperature.
So all through the winter, fish can live in this little reserve pool of 4 degrees Celsius water, right?
Absolutely. They get a little tired. They get a little cold, so they're ectotherms, which means their body temperature is the same as the temperature around them, basically. And so when they get super cold, it's basically like everything moves in slow motion. Fish in rivers try to find a place where the water is not flowing so they don't just get swept away and die. And fish hang out at the bottom of the lakes happily all winter long.
And when I went to university, we did this cool experiment where we were trying to measure the health of the creeks around Peterborough. So we went out with these buckets and our big hip waders to try to scoop up some invertebrates in the middle of the winter. And even though there was ice all crusted over the top, we could still pick up little mayflies and caddisflies just chilling out along the river bottom. And this is something that astronomers are interested in, too.
Absolutely. This is why we're looking for water on other planets like Mars, because if there's water there, then that maybe life could exist there, too. Isn't that pretty cool?
And water has some other crazy properties that frogs are really interested in, too.
So water being a polar molecule blah, 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 is also a great solvent. So it can bond to other things, and that's why we use it in lots of solutions. What our wood frogs do around here, the little wee frogs with the kind of bandito eyes, when it gets super cold, they're actually able to freeze solid. And the way they do that is they hyper-concentrate the water in their cells and in their organs, and they put all the extraneous water into their cavities in their body. And so when the water freezes, it has room to expand because it's in the hollow cavities. And the water in their organs and their cells never actually freezes, so it doesn't destroy their cells and make them explode and die.
It's hyperconcentrated the same way that water on your sidewalk gets hyperconcentrated with salt when you throw some salt on it. You lower the freezing point.
Perfect.
And we decided that there is really only one way to make this really memorable for you so that you're going to go home and tell all your friends about 4 degrees Celsius, and that is to take off all our clothes.
Obviously. Obviously one of us has got a project called Girl Gone Wild and the other one is not.
In the bottom of the lake, I was born and raised. In the benthic is where I spent most of my days. Swimming and spawning, relaxing in the pool, all dodging predators from outside of the school. When a big piece of ice that was up to no good started making trouble in my neighborhood. But then it rose to the top, so I wasn't scared. You wanna mess with the benthic, you best come prepared.
4 degrees.
Boy.